This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I say it's 7 after the hour, and it is almost 7 after the hour. If I were to tell you it's 6 minutes and 52 seconds past the hour, okay. It's close enough.
That's exact.
I know it is. I'm not about to get to the second hand. A minute is good enough. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay Kirshner is with me, looking ahead to a good year, holding good thoughts. Here's a story from Colorado that's good. A piano tuner in the news today because he used his inheritance money to buy a piano for 11-year-old youngster who he believes to be a prodigy, a child prodigy. He saw this youngster on a newscast. The youngster was featured on a local Colorado news station, and it went viral on YouTube. This musical mastery that was demonstrated, showcased, if you will, incredible talent for an 11-year-old.
Yeah, but apparently he's being called that he's on Mozart level.
Oh, wow. Mozart was a genius. At 11, he was composing all these, the things that we hear from Mozart. A lot of that stuff was composed when he was 11, 12, 13, 14 years old. That's one of those things that you can't, another one of those great things about humanity that is inexplicable, not explainable. So anyway, this guy who decided he was going to do, his name is Bill Magnuson, by the way, lived an hour away from where this youngster is. He decided he would buy him a grand piano. He had some money from his father's inheritance, and he knew his father would have wanted him to help this youngster. Mm-hmm. So that's what he did. And looking at this, imagine how thankful this youngster is for this. He's so eager to learn, eager to play. And so this is, how much is this going to affect his life? If he's 11 years old now, he's going to live another 70, 80, 90 years, let's hope. And what will he contribute because of the generosity of this man? What a great, great story. Good for all of them. Everybody involved in that.
And Bill Magnuson, he's a piano tuner, so he has an ear for that. So it's not he's really good. I want to do something to help out. Like, this guy, he knows what he was listening to, what he was listening for, and he was just blown away.
Fabuloso. Good. Congratulations. Okay, the president has signed a $1.7 trillion spending bill. Looking around at what it's good for, a lot of the money for Ukraine, I think that we can safely say, and we were pointing this out in the last hour a bit about Ukraine and what's going on there with them curtailing freedom of the press and that sort of thing. I think we have, I think we're going to get a lot of input from our listeners, and I can see it happening around the country. There is fatigue. I think that's what you would call it. Support for Ukraine has found a fatigue level, and it'll be more exacerbated by this latest move to curtail freedom of the press. I think people in the West are going to pull back support or feel like it's time. And then you think to say, okay, we throw all this money at it, are we just going to abandon? But when you think about what has been created by this, if we'd have let, there's the pluses and minuses of this. Think about it this way. If you let the Russians go in, take over, who knows what they do after that? Where do they go from there? So you got to stop them. But all of this has meant higher energy prices. We are paying a dollar, even though the price of gasoline has gone down the last couple, 3 or 4 or 5 weeks, it's down to, when I was driving around this past weekend, I saw gas for $3.09. I figure where I was on Saturday, Sunday, driving around getting stuff. But in the southern part of the state, I went to pick up a truck body on Sunday. So I was down in the southern part of the state, and $3.09, $3.10, $3.13. We saw a lot of gas that was priced there. But still, it's a lot higher than it was a year ago. And so how much, when you're heating your home and you look at the bill, your electric bill, your gas bill, your oil bill. That's much of it is all because of what's going on over there. And we, you know, okay, so how much of it, how much more are we going to have to sacrifice for this? I think that there's that question. And as you think about it yourself, are you still supportive? Most people were. I remember seeing all of the yellow and blue flags all over the place. We support Ukraine. But do we really, given what it's cost us? Or should we really, under the circumstances? This is food for thought. I'm not making a judgment at the moment, although I feel in my own heart that Zelensky has now kind of created the ultimate gaffe in trying to curtail. I'm not sure.
Yeah, he was not reading the room when he made that decision.
No, not at all. Okay, so I was talking about the bill. Here's another bill that was passed this past week just before they went home for Christmas. Fees for phone calls for people who are incarcerated in our prison system have gone way up in the past few years. This is amazing. The prison folks say that the prison industry is having to pay $1 billion a year. And that's probably a two-way street, right? How much is it costing? How do they come up with this number? That seems awfully high. Doesn't that seem high to you? That this bill that capped predatory prison phone calls, do they have I wouldn't put it beyond Verizon or AT&T or some of these other big things to double charge whoever was in prison for whatever calls they're making.
It's not the people in prison that get charged. It's whom they're calling.
People at home.
You have some people who are having to choose between speaking to a family member who is incarcerated or paying bills.
Mm-hmm. That's not right. Right? Mm-hmm. Is it? Or
they're saying that they're capping this, that that people shouldn't have to choose between eating or connecting with a family member.
Yeah. But then there are those, the hardened folks on the other side would say, well, you know what? They've made their own bed. They're in prison because they did something wrong.
But the family members didn't.
No, I understand that. But you pay the price if you're in the family. That's not right. But I can hear people saying that, can't you?
Oh, for sure. And that would make sense if it were the prisoners who were being charged for this. But it's not.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So as long as we're in the tax department, how about we do other... I don't know what the right word is. This is an amazing example of your tax dollars not at work. You know, there are so many departments. The federal government is like an octopus with tentacles everywhere. People doing all kinds of things that we never knew anything about. Now, January 6th has brought us information on some of the players behind the scenes. How many of you knew that there was there's a person in the federal government who's in charge of it's the architect. He's called the Capitol Architect. Did you ever hear of anybody? He's the architect of the Capitol. And now,
I think of somebody who designed a building.
No. This person is in charge of public buildings. And so one of the things in one of these bills that was passed just before they ended their season or their session to go home for the holidays is a part of the president's bill that was approved, a little small one paragraph that is aimed at reducing the ability of this person, whoever it is in the job, to hold his job. This is pretty striking, actually. Look at the language. This is a 4,100-page spending bill that was signed into law. And in it is a blistering review of this inspector general named J. Brett Blanton, who holds the position that we're talking about, the architect of the Capitol, that's supposed to oversee the facilities, that is the Capitol buildings, the historical artifacts in the building, and the U.S. Capitol grounds. And apparently he was absent for whatever the reason on January 6th. But that's not really why they have gone after this guy. Apparently, because he has no supervision, there's nobody over him, he reports to the president. And so how many people report to the president or his chief of staff, and they don't know what all these people are doing? You know, when they say they report, what does that mean? So anyway, the investigation found, and this didn't happen until after January 6th. So you know this guy's put his is in it. He's got his foot in it someplace. Somebody got a bee in their bonnet about this guy. So they started following around. He has been charged with abusing his authority, squandering hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxpayer money. He allowed his family to use government-owned vehicles, driving his family to vacations, and this is all over the place, using his charge card to buy gifts in a craft brewery. He allowed his wife and his daughter to drive government-issued cars. One instance when his daughter was accused of driving recklessly, she transported her boyfriend and her girlfriends in the vehicle to a party. Hello? Blanton claimed...
You can't help but laugh. This is absurd.
Of course it is. But it's all with you, but you're paying for it. Mm-hmm. And he got in a, this guy Blanton himself got in a wreck, and he was responsible. I don't know whether he'd been drinking or not. That's not clear in the report. But when he got out of the car, he claimed he was a government law enforcement agent and was untouchable because the cop was asking for insurance information. He says, I don't have to give you that. This is a government vehicle. I'm a government agent. So he got in the car and drove off.
Oh, I guarantee words that came out of his mouth were, do you know who I am?
Know who I am. That's exactly right. Do you know who I am? So see how much of this hits the airwaves. See how much of this is reported on CNN or some of the other blatantly non-news news networks. J. Brett Blanton. Google his name. J. period Brett with two T's. B-L-A-N-T-O-N. He's the guy who's up to his Mickey and all kinds of things. And the only reason that they went after him is because he was involved in January 6th and he came to the surface. He bubbled up to the surface in their investigation. How about that? Jeremy Renner had surgery. We were talking about him being in critical condition after that snow plowing accident. So he apparently is in really tough shape. It doesn't look like...
was like... impaled and crushed.
Yeah, right. He was in, you know, he's in, be a long time before he goes acting again. Hopefully all of the stuff will, you know, will straighten itself out. But that's no, there's no fun in that under any circumstances. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Your words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry?
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now, let's check the time again, shall we? I just inverted it. I was going to say 32 past the hour, when in fact it's 23 past the hour on the Good Day program. Time for us to check in on social media for this hour. Items of interest from the world of celebrity that Jay has culled from the general news. Here's some sad news, man.
Celebrity news stories.
We had yesterday, what was it, three celebrities died, we talked about yesterday,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, there were a lot of
hitting the road fast.
Celebrity deaths.
And here's another one.
With figures.
Fred White, who was the drummer for Earth, Wind, and Fire, which is one of the most creative groups around. Crank this up a little bit, will you, James? I think Earth, Wind, and Fire is fab. That's a good, great song. Happy song. Hey, Earth, Wind, and Fire is like Tavares. Everything that comes out of their mouths is kind of fun, upbeat. Anyway, Fred White is dead. He was 67. He and his brother, Verdeen White, were both in Earth, Wind, and Fire. So now this guy is, 60. He was 67. His brother, Verdeen, is 71.
That's really
71.
Young. He was
it sure
drunk.
Is.
Ooh-wee. Earth, Wind, and yep. Fire drummer. And a cause of death has not been revealed.
Well, listen. He was one of the original nine members. Apparently they started very young. He was a child prodigy at 16. And so they all... Now, this is what happens a lot of times. These families, they all... It was like the early days of rock in New York City or Philadelphia, mm-hmm. when the brothers would all get together with their friends on the street corners and start singing, and that's how there are so many of those groups, the Drifters. You can come up with any number, dozens of these groups that started.
So many family bands, yeah, because there really wasn't that much to do, to go get into. And if you kept your family together, if you did activities that were full family, you always knew where your kids were.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's a very good point. They weren't playing in the street. They were playing on the street corner with whatever instruments they could find. And that's how, again, that's how a lot of these groups came to be. So there's some sad news for Earth, Wind, and Fire fans. Are you an Idina Menzel fan? I don't even know that I'm pronouncing her name right. Remember when John Travolta? What's your name?
That's how John Travolta mispronounced it. Adele Dazeem. Yep. It's Idina Menzel. She is absolutely amazing. And he was introducing her at the Oscars. And, you know, this was her big moment. She'd finally arrived. And she was kind of annoyed at first. Like, are you kidding? I'm finally here. And you mispronounced my name. But then she calmed down. She went and performed. And then she realized that that was the best thing that ever happened to her, because people who didn't know her name then knew fully who she was.
Now they know who she is. Right. Exactly.
Yeah, you only really knew her if you were one of the Broadway babies, because that's where she got her start. She was Elphaba in Wicked. She was in Rent. She did all these things. But then with Frozen and the big song Let It Go, she said that John Travolta messing up her name was one of the best things that ever happened to her, because then people knew who she was, knew her name, how to say it properly. But also she developed a friendship with John because he felt so immensely bad that he apologized on end.
Mm-hmm. He's apparently a very warm, genuine guy. I hear story after story. And I think maybe it started with his relationship with his wife, who has passed away, but that she was an actress, and I'm trying to remember her
Kelly
name. Kelly Preston.
Yeah, that was one that...
The cutest thing.
She had cancer. Nobody knew that she was even battling until she had already passed.
Yeah. So, anyway, I remember I was seeing somebody at the time who was a big fan of Idina Menzel, and I was sort of with... I didn't know who she was. This friend went to a lot of Broadway plays, and her daughter was big into this sort of entertainment, so in that family, they knew who this Idina Menzel was. But until Travolta mispronounced, I never heard of her myself. So that's sort of proof positive, right?
She's
what
like,
she's saying.
That's the best thing that ever happened.
Yeah, right, exactly. Good for her. 28 after, this is Good Day.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The nation watched in horror last night when a player from the Buffalo Bills suffered a heart attack after making a tackle in the first quarter of the Monday Night Football game. ESPN announcer Joe Buck.
Tonight's Buffalo Bills-Cincinnati Bengals game has been postponed after Buffalo Bills' DeMar Hamlin collapsed, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell announced. Hamlin received immediate medical attention on the field by team and independent medical staff and local paramedics. He was then transported to a local hospital where he is in critical condition.
Brian Koberger, the suspect killer of four University of Idaho students, made the 2,500-mile road trip home to Pennsylvania with his father and was pulled over twice along the way in Indiana. once for speeding and once for tailgating, according to his public defender. Reports are he will not fight extradition. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We go at 34 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I am Doug, and you are not. So here we are. That's it. There's Jay. There's Jay, and you're not Jay either. Okay, so we have some interesting news about a woman who's perhaps the strongest woman in the world. She broke her world record for the heaviest raw deadlift by a woman. She started to work out with weights because she wanted to lose weight. She's lost 140 pounds along the way. Her name is Tamara Walcott. She says she'll never forget the day she stepped on the scale and it read 415 pounds.
Wow.
Imagine that, huh? Growing up, she'd been bigger than her peers, was always athletic, volleyball, played softball. Mm-hmm. She threw the shot put down in the competition in the U.S. Virgin Islands. She's always been the heaviest. Her siblings were toothpicks, she said, compared to me. But she came to the States from down the Virgin Islands, down in St. Croix. And she had a daughter and a son and started to blow up.
Yeah, yeah. She said she didn't blow up after when she was having her daughter, like pregnancy weight or anything like that. But with her son, it got bad. And she also became addicted to food.
Yep, right. She wasn't happily married. And so that doesn't help either. So she said she became morbidly obese. And then as she looks back, though, one of the biggest mistakes, she said, wasn't making herself a priority. Isn't that true of a lot of people?
Mm-hmm.
The children or other things and people become a priority. You don't take care of yourself. You can't take care of others if you don't take care of yourself. So she started weight training using dumbbells. And then after a year or two, she working on her body and working on what she was lifting, she became one of the strongest women in the world. Joined a gym. People were lifting heavy weights. They were screaming. They were squatting. They were yelling. And they, she said, I fell in love with doing that. And that happens a lot with people who are involved. They see it. I have never been a fortunately, I'm in good shape, and I am naturally strong. I find going to the gym, which I do more in the winter than I do in the summer. I have a little gym in my house. But I find it boring. It's so boring. And some people just love it because they can see and feel the change in their body, and they're motivated sometimes by other people around them.
Yeah, or it's meditative in a way where they can just clear their mind for a little bit and just be. But also, you don't have to go to a gym. Like with you, Doug, with all of your hard work with farming, that's very physical.
Anybody it's good garden, physical stuff, right.
Yeah, you don't always have to do what most people deem the quote-unquote workout by going to the gym and lifting weights. There's so many things people can do just in their daily lives that is considered working out. It's physical health.
She's happy. She's healthy. And I can't help but think, you know, as we say at the beginning of the year, I want to see you all happy, healthy, and wise during the new year. Have a fabulous life. And so she's now figured out how to have a fabulous life. She weighed 400 and something pounds. Now she weighs 275. She's a big woman.
Sure,
big,
solid muscle.
Big, yeah, exactly. And so that's where it goes. And you can do that same thing if you want. Put your mind to it. Mind over matter. It happens every single time. You win every single time. You just do under the circumstances. Okay, let's see what's going on around the country, shall we? Let's go to Boulder, Colorado this morning. They have shut the doors of the library after meth was found in the air ducts, methamphetamine in the air ducts of the library. So they closed it. They tested all the air ducts in the restrooms, higher than normal levels. Testing occurred after a spike in people smoking meth in the library's bathrooms. What's the matter
over the
with
past
you?
4 weeks, yeah.
What is the city employees apparently doing it as well? Although the couple of them were cleared of the charges, experiencing symptoms.
Well, and cleared of the health concerns from working in the library with all that going on around them.
Yeah.
There was a lot of concern for their health, so they were all evaluated and thankfully cleared.
What's the matter with people? What is the matter with people? What do you have to? First of all, why do you start it? Why would you do something to your body like that? Is it just so foreign to me? You know, you were just talking about what I do and how I live and stuff. I can't imagine not wanting to be healthy. I know that there's sometimes a psychological, I'm sick of life, I don't like it, I'm gonna, whatever. Are you all by yourself? You're all by yourself, do what you want. But if you've got people around you that depend on you, that love you, that need you, you selfish SOB.
Well, and it's an addiction of illness. And nobody starts off with a drug addiction by math.
Well, but like, you make a choice.
It's something else. It's something else, and then it leads to chasing because that's the addiction. That's the illness.
All right, let's go to Illinois. Supreme Court there halted provisions of a new law that would eliminate cash bail for criminal defendants. They issued a stay hours before the new policy was set to take effect. The High Court said that the stay was needed to, quote, maintain consistent pretrial procedures all through the state. The court was preparing to hear arguments on this. The order said the court would coordinate an expedited process for the appeal. So what does this all mean? The General Assembly, Democrats in the General Assembly, were pushing for eliminating the posting of a cash bond. How long? That's been forever, right? People accused of crimes appear in court, and they post, they either go to jail or they post bail or bond, right? They either have the money or they go to the bond guy and they get the money from him.
Yeah.
And so the thing that they say, and there may be something to this, Jay, what it does is result in poor people and oftentimes innocent people sitting in jail awaiting their day in court. Now, I can identify with this. The woman who's my farm manager, her son, in fact, is the focus of this, and I would tell the story because I think it was so wrong. Here's a kid that had a bad relationship with a, he's probably 26, maybe 27, if that. So his girlfriend decides she doesn't like him anymore, calls the police and says he attacked her. He didn't attack her any more than I did, but she wanted to get him because he wasn't interested in her anymore. So this is her way of getting at him. So the police come, they arrest him, they put him in jail. He doesn't have the money for bail or bond. So he sat in that jail for 1.5 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Waiting to have due process. 1.5 years out of his life. So in this case, it may be, but how do you know? You know, there may be other, we are talking all the time here about what's going on in some of the big cities in the country where the attorneys, the state attorneys or whoever is in charge are letting people out of jail left and right for sometimes serious criminal offenses because they have worries about their feelings or some other ridiculous element. So this has become a political thing, Republicans versus Democrats, and there are more, it would seem, Democrats in Illinois than there are Republicans. But, you know, the there are a lot of crimes that have been taken off the list, if you will, for being remanded in jail. And so this is, how do you figure this out? That's the question, because there are a lot of people who are in jail that need to be in jail. And then there are a lot of people in jail that ought not to be in jail. They've been falsely accused, like this guy. The story was clear. And I was going to put the money up to get him out, and then they wouldn't. They said, no, that's not a problem. So anyway, whatever. But the governor said, his name is Pritzker, a big Illinois family. They own... there's a hotel chain that they own. I've forgotten what it is. They're actually originally a Texas family. James, you know the Pritzker family down in Texas, right? They're all over the place.
I've heard of them, yeah.
Right. Anyway, the governor said he was confident the new act would be found to be constitutional, and that's really the challenge. So, I don't know. Where would you come down? How do you know what's right here? That's the question. I just told you. I gave you an example of a story where the process was completely wrong.
Well, and it's like he was guilty until proven innocent.
Exactly. And that certainly changes the reality of the whole situation. I don't know. That's a tough one, actually. Let's move to Washington, District of Columbia, for this story. The mayor there is upset with Joe Biden. Mr. President, you must change the way the federal government works. Muriel Bowser is the mayor, called on the president to either end work from home for federal government employees or turn over the vacant buildings for housing for the poor.
Oh, I like that idea.
Federal government accounts for one-third of the properties owned in Washington. They don't pay any taxes. 100,000 new residents could be taken care of, including some of the homeless. City is utilizing tax breaks to encourage the conversion of vacant office buildings into a housing solution program. So she says, we need decisive action by the White House, and there isn't any. Gee, what a surprise. That's my own political. That's my political shot for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they need 100,000 units in the next, what'd she say, 5 years. The rate people are moving in. No, but, and most of them are working with the government. So this is kind of, think about this. Think about how strange this is. They're working for the government, but they're working from home. Mm-hmm. The government.
And that's not just a pandemic thing. I have friends who work for the government, and they've been work from home employees for many, many years.
Government has lots of contract employees. They don't, you know, they don't pay tax. They don't have taxes taken out. Pretty interesting because the government goes after businesses that have. They're trying to change the definition of those who work as independent contractors, and yet they hire more independent contractors than anybody else in the country. I find that to be extraordinarily interesting. I guess I put interesting in quotations. All right, let's see. We got one more of these from around the country. 55-year-old man won $40,000 in the Maryland lottery. He received a little bit of help from his father, who had passed away. The resident goes by the pseudonym Wheezy Brunswick. Doesn't want people to know who he is. Won the prize
anonymous.
Mm-hmm. With a quick pick ticket he purchased for the Mega Millions drawing. He told the folks at the Maryland Lottery Commission that he began playing Mega Millions in Powerball after a psychic told him that it was his late father's wish that he do it. So he's been doing it for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And it netted him $40,000. That's good for him. What's wrong with that, right? Nothing. God bless the guy. That's a great way to start the new year, right? Win the lottery. Drawing tonight. It's 48 past the hour on Good Day.
Paid for by Government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
For everything your business needs to make this year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in store only. At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell. Good Day Health on the air. Dr. Jack practices with his wife Mary at a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. He's a nooker. Wait a minute. Hold on. Jack, save me.
Yeah. All right.
There.
Okay.
Here comes. I have so much. I've been, but we had somebody, Jay, somebody told me to drink pineapple juice.
Yes.
Because
drink,
I've been so inflamed.
Morning and night.
Yeah. What about that, Jack? You see,
yeah,
that is helping
with sugar.
You.
That's just going to cause more phlegm.
Uh-oh.
It may give you some temporary relief, but so will a little bit of honey and vinegar in hot water.
Honey and vinegar. All right, I'm going to take you some honey, but I didn't put any vinegar in it. All right, so yeah. I'll do that. All right, you got that, Jay?
Vinegar?
Honey.
Apple cider, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yes,
honey,
I do that.
Apple cider vinegar in warm water, that'll clear that throat up.
Yeah. All right, there we are. All fixed, all better now. Jack is a Nooka chiropractor. He also has a couple of very successful websites. One of them is ForbiddenDoctor.com. That's connected more to Mary's work, in a sense. The elements that are in the long-life energy enzymes that you can get from ForbiddenDoctor.com are very helpful for maintaining your body from top to bottom. And Jack, who is a Nooka chiropractor specializing in how to survive using the strength of your neck and your shoulders, all that upper cervical stuff that needs attention that oftentimes doesn't get it, even in regular chiropractic care. So that's who Jack is. And so every week I try to inveigle myself at least into part of his Good Day Health appearance with questions and answers. And what's on a lot of people's minds this week is the circumstances with Damar Hamlin, who had a cardiac event. And apparently this Buffalo Bills game is played on Monday night. He will not make a full recovery. You say it's because he was vaccinated.
Yeah, well, this is finally going to make it into the United States consciousness, what has been happening worldwide with soccer players. Literally hundreds of young men, his age, a little bit younger, a little bit older, dropping in the middle of the game in the field as a post-COVID vaccine injury to the heart called myocarditis.
What is myocarditis?
Well, severe inflammation of the cardiac muscle.
Okay.
And the problem is that CPR, and it's such a tragic story, and I'm so sorry for him and his family, but the CPR was administered for 9 minutes. Normal is 3 to 5. 10 minutes, you're basically dead. And in America, for some reason, we just don't want to know what kills people, which is why there's virtually no autopsies after someone dies post-vaccine, even if they're young and they died less than 24 hours after the jab. So we're never going to know for sure what really happened to him.
So why is it? Is it the drug companies being that powerful? Why did that happen?
They made $85 billion, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Because Fauci refused to allow early treatment of COVID people. The vaccine companies, Pfizer, Moderna, and the rest of them, have made over $85 billion.
Taxpayer money, too, because it all was.
And the sad thing is, this is still under emergency use. So his family will be denied death benefits if he dies from this.
Mm.
Because it's an experimental drug.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and when they're talking about the official term they're giving here, of course, is commotio cordis. That's what happens when you have a very hard blow to the chest. I was watching this. I saw this happen. I was watching the game. He didn't get hit that hard. And in the entire history of the NFL, this has never happened before. Mm-hmm. But you imagine a high school baseball team, and there's a shortstop out there trying to do his best to keep that guy on second base from stealing third. He's not paying close attention. The guy at bat smacks a hard 120-mile-an-hour ball that hits that shortstop in the chest right over the heart. Mm-hmm. That's where you see commotio cordis.
And
with a young man like that, or a young woman in the same condition, you can usually get the heart going again pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
But now he has what they call anoxic encephalopathy. It means the last step before brain death. Because he can't breathe on his own. The word is coming out. He can't breathe. He's on a respirator. And this is one of those situations where you finally decide, when do we pull the plug?
Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day Health. Interesting read on the DeMar Hamlin situation. 59 past the hour.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.